The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It is my great joy to have our wonderful Lieutenant Governor, the Honorable Pamela Evatt, join me. She comes every Thursday about this time. Tell us what's going on in Columbia. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I always have a good time filling in. I love the people. I love the station. So it's nice to be back, and I've got Tommy on the other side of me making sure everything runs smoothly.
That's good. We all need good teams, don't we, Deb?
Yes, I'm fortunate to have one here. Okay, so big event last night. How'd it go?
I think it went really well. You know, the governor, very proud to be the governor of South Carolina, very proud of the accomplishments over the year, and was excited to give his vision of some bold objectives that he is hoping the General Assembly will stand with him on, right? Key things taken away last night, tax cuts. We need to stay competitive. We need to stay competitive not only to attract new business, but to be competitive for the businesses that call South Carolina home. So he's proposing a 1% a year tax cut. Doing 1% a year is kind of like the safety net, right, to make sure that, you know, we don't have any adverse effects from that. Also really asking, again this year with a little bit more force, that we take care of our veterans and our law enforcement with making sure we don't tax their pension benefits once they retire. And, you know, last night he gave a little bit more insight onto why that is so critically important, especially when we have a federal government that continues, Deb, to cut defense, that continues to cut veteran services. You know, the federal government ranks states by what they're doing positive for their veterans. And a lot of states have taken that bold move to not tax their pension benefits. And so South Carolina, if we don't get on board and enact programs like that, we could risk losing some of our military installations when they do their review, you know, across the country of how they're going to spend their money. So something the General Assembly really has to sit down and act on this year.
Is there any sort of chatter that it is not a go for the General Assembly, that they're either not going to take it up or don't have an interest? Have you heard much?
No, I have not heard much, you know, but it's something that the governor's been calling on for the last 3 years for them to do. And I know it's been kind of crazy times, right? And he also asked them to do nothing when COVID came around. You know, we didn't want to make any changes until we could see how businesses were going to fare through that difficult period, but we did well. I mean, we went into that COVID pandemic year with a huge surplus. We came out of it with a surplus. So the governor is saying, come on, guys, now is the time. We have to be bold. We have to think into the future, and we have to come up with ideas that are going to be good for South Carolina into the future.
You know, one of the things that I was really proud that he spoke about last night, that we are getting billions of dollars, whether it's for infrastructure or water or natural resources. You know, that is such a big part of our state. And I think sometimes we just let that go by the wayside. And folks, if you don't keep it up, they'll go somewhere else. So I really appreciate that he's going to make that being a little more forefront on his agenda.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, this governor has been very vocal about protecting our natural resources. And, you know, when I first came out of college, Deb, and you remember these times, if you talked about sustainability, businesses ran the other direction because sustainability and profitability just couldn't coexist. But that's not the way it is anymore, right? Mm-hmm. We're realizing that those two things coexist. You can be profitable and worry about sustainability. And the governor has said our resources are what makes South Carolina what it is as a state. And we have to make sure we preserve them. It is our duty to preserve them. You know, God gave us these things, and we have to be good stewards for the next generation.
Are you hearing much about the issue of voting rights? I mean, you hear it nationally as the Democrats just try to scare everybody about voting rights. You know, goodness gracious, how silly can you be to worry about this, people? Yet they're just making hay out of nothing here. But, you know, if you have a failed president, you got to come up with something. So what are we hearing in the state about voting rights?
So, we have always been very focused on protecting our voting rights, right? We wanted to make sure that we have fair and safe elections. So, you know, we fought hard last year. The governor, when all those lawsuits dropped by the Democratic Party to have drop boxes and ballot harvesting and mail-in voting, he fought it. We continued to fight it and fight it. It went to the Supreme Court. Justice Roberts picked it up. Justice Kavanaugh wrote the opinion that, you know, we were well within our rights to show an ID and do all the things we were doing, and we won. Things that every state should have been doing, we did it early on, right? We did it in January and February. We didn't wait until September when it was too late. And so the governor, in his budget proposal to the General Assembly, put in money for audits across our state, that if we think something's gone wrong, if somebody has a feeling that something's gone wrong and we do need to do an audit, there will be money there for it. Now on a federal level, I agree with you, Deb. If you know you're going to get your clock cleaned in 22, they're setting up for they tilted the scales in their favor, and that's the only reason they won. But showing an ID, we show an ID for everything. I don't know about everybody else, but you show an ID to run a car, you show an ID to cash a check, you show an ID to pick up. If you're congested and you need to go buy medicine at the drugstore, you have to show an ID. I mean, everywhere you show an ID, why would you not show an ID to vote?
You know, I got to just tell you, I almost find it racist when you say people don't have IDs. I mean, that's just insanity. And the fact is, you can get one for free. Nobody is blocking this. But this whole idea that, oh, no, it's a big Republican, it's just this whole big thing that's coming. And you're like, no, it's not. We've been doing this for years. But again, if you have nothing to run on, you got to go make stuff up. And this is kind of where we go. Yet again, at some point, you would think folks would be like, you know, enough, go pick another issue. Why don't you pick an issue that we care about? Because we have some of these things already in place.
And I think, too, Deb, you see, I hope that the win in Virginia with Governor Youngkin shows everybody, right, that people now are saying, listen, I want you to talk to me about what you're going to do to affect my day-to-day. You told me how you're going to lower my gas, educate my kids, make sure that they have jobs, and how are you keeping me safe? And we're seeing that. I mean, that's what people want to hear. And the Democrats are become so scared. I think they've become tone deaf because look what's happened. I mean, the senseless killings, like every time I turn on the TV and you hear, like in the Bronx yesterday, an 11-month-old shot in the face.
Shot in the face. And yet, hold on. New York District Attorney calls for the end of prosecuting serious crimes. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And so, I'm with you on this. We're going to have to go to a break, but I'd like, if you don't mind, I'll ask you to stay with me because I'd like to keep this conversation going. But, you know, we thought with Mayor de Blasio gone, that maybe Eric Adams, again, a Democrat, would show some common sense. But it's absolutely not happening in the Big Apple. I mean, it's shocking. You're right. You are right, Lieutenant Governor. It is something that South Carolina has to push back against to keep our citizens safe. If you'll stay with me, and I hope you can.
Sure.
All right, good. Friends, I've got on the phone the wonderful Lieutenant Governor for the great state of South Carolina, the Honorable Pamela Evatt, on the line with me. She comes on usually every Thursday at 8:30, but we've got a little time today. I asked her to stay on through the break to talk about the governor's speech last night as he gave the state of the state. And we, Lieutenant Governor, we started talking about the issue of crime, and I was so disappointed that the new mayor of New York has kind of some ideas that probably are not going to make his city any safer. And then the district attorney up there, Alvin Bragg, is frankly should be removed from office, in my opinion. So let's talk about we ended our conversation a little bit with voting rights and what South Carolina has done to protect the rights of our voters.
Absolutely. You know, making sure that, you know, we keep voter ID in place. limited mail-in balloting, you know, not this, like, we're just going to mail a ballot out to everybody. We have absentee balloting, which we've had for a long time. You have to ask for a ballot. It comes to you. Your signature is witnessed by someone. It gets sent back in. You know, we've taken bold steps to make sure that everybody gets one vote. And that becomes fair for all, right? And so we'll continue to make sure that that's the case. One thing in the governor's speech last night, Deb, that he talked about is giving more money to our law enforcement. We champion our law enforcement, and they do a great job keeping South Carolina safe. I mean, just here in our city, Sheriff Lewis doing a great job. You know, when protests were happening and erupting all over the country, our sheriffs here in South Carolina took a very law and order approach. We didn't see things happening here in our state that we saw elsewhere. You know, and again, it's like you said, these are clear examples of the difference between Republican and Democrat ideas. You know, there was a problem in Charleston. Charleston is led by a Democrat mayor. King Street had rioting. They had looting. You didn't see that here in Greenville. You didn't see that in Spartanburg. You didn't see that in Anderson, where we had sheriffs who were ruling, you know, law and order was the rule there, and cities were being maintained by good law and order leadership. So,
and you know, Lieutenant Governor, the sheriff in Charleston, I believe, is now a Democrat, kind of campaigned one way and got in office and completely changed. I believe I'm correct on that. Did you hear that? Because I asked Hobart Lewis, who's our sheriff in Greenville County, and he offered, they said, well, we want to march. He goes, great, I'll march with you. And they were like, okay. Well, and he did. Yeah. He did. He said, you know, this. Everybody has a right to have their voice heard, but you got to do it in the proper manner. And I appreciate that about him.
Yes, I do too. And, you know, that's the beauty of being an American, isn't it, Doug? We have the right to question our leaders. We have the right to peacefully protest. Mm-hmm. And we should exercise that right. But we also, we're all given the right to vote. And it's a shame that we're working so hard and we talk so much about voting and only a third of our country comes out to vote, even less during midterm elections, way, way less during special elections. And what I've learned when I was running and that I've been trying to bring to light is that Christians are the lowest voting block of voters in the country. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if they just feel like politics has become something that's ungodly. But the Bible tells us that we should pray for our leaders and we should vote. It says that, right? And so we have got to get people to the voting booths. You know, we saw here in Greenville with Stan Jugalakis. I mean, he almost lost. And then he ended up winning by a couple votes. Down in Florence, there was an election years ago, the governor talks about, where somebody won by one vote.
Yeah.
So when you say, oh, my vote doesn't count, I'm just one person, your vote definitely counts. Your one vote can make the difference.
I also think the public became very discouraged when we know people went out and voted for the president, and yet, you know, late night shenanigans turn things around. And I think people have gotten discouraged. So, I mean, I appreciate you going across the state encouraging folks to let their voice be heard. And we do it at the ballot box. You don't like something, then either run or find somebody. But the reality is there's a lot of good people who run. I've become very a little discouraged how it does appear that some people are like, well, I'll just throw my hat in the ring. Okay, well, now you're costing somebody a lot of money. You run because someone's doing a terrible job. Nowadays we just have folks who run just because somebody thought it might be fun. And you're like, good luck with that. And then they lose. And then, bless their heart, I mean, then they hate the game. And you're like, well, wait a second. You would be great at this. You should have done a little homework.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. But, you know, I will never believe that not voting is the way to combat whatever irregularities you saw. Okay. I mean, that's exactly what the Democrats wanted us to do, right? When Lynn Wood stepped up, when Sidney Powell stepped up, said, don't vote. You know, look what happened in Georgia. Yeah. Oh, don't go out and vote. Okay, well, how are we ever even going to attempt to win? And David Perdue, I was with him, told me directly, 700,000 Trump voters did not come out and vote in the runoffs. If those people would have came out and voted, there would have been two Republican senators in Georgia.
Wow.
We would not be dealing with what we're dealing with. And so that is the biggest lie that people are telling. If we came out and voted in record numbers, I mean, it's the law of average, right? I mean, the lower the number, the easier it is to maybe fidget.
Right.
You come out in record numbers, you can't do enough to overcome that, right?
So you know, I remember when Trump and Hillary, and I vote all the time in this one little place, and I will tell you, I had never seen the line so long. And I don't know who was voting for who, but that line was out the door. I made friends with people in line. We were all talking. That was probably the largest number I've ever seen in an election.
Absolutely. We have to get out in record numbers. And I'm hoping people are seeing that now, right?
Yeah.
You're seeing these failed policies. You're seeing how it hurts you. I mean, you're seeing that they're, you know, these people that are in office are pushing parents away from their kids.
Yeah.
You know, the governor talked about that last night. We need parent involvement in the schools. We don't need less parents involved. We need more parents involved.
And on that, I'm going to have to let you go, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you for joining me. Folks, I'm Deb Sofield, filling in for Joey Hudson.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.